you have any sense something like this was coming at all, either in your team or what you saw from Mississippi State on film?
No. I thought our guys practiced well. I thought they were focused. We came out and with the right intensity. But, you know, from the second quarter on, we did not execute. You know, it sounds simplistic, but it's very disappointing because the guys have a great attitude. But they made plays, and we did. You know, they tackled better than us. They caught better than us. They ran better than us. And that's unfortunate. But, you know, our guys still played hard. We just did not play as well as we're capable of playing, and they played extremely well. And that was the ball game.
Coach, okay. A lot of players made comparisons to having a lot of time, again, to prepare for Connecticut, kind of comparing that to having a lot of time to play in the bowl game. What was the action? How was the execution different in both games that kind of made it different, I guess?
Well, you know, if I had the golden answer to why sometimes 18, 19, 20-year-old kids don't always execute perfectly, it just happens sometimes. But sometimes you press a little bit. And I think that probably may have happened a little bit today. When we got behind, we probably pressed a little bit and, you know, didn't maybe concentrate as much. I don't know, but, you know, it happens sometimes. And then, we obviously did tackle well, and we couldn't get our defense off the field. And so you couldn't really get a lot of positive momentum. And when we had a chance to make some momentum offensively, particularly in the red zone when you can't kick field goals, it hampers you a little bit. So all in all, it's just, you know, we didn't play as well as we could play, and they played extremely well. I don't know if they had a penalty until, you know, later in the last 5 or 6 minutes of the game. So they played well, we didn't. End of story.
Rich, I was going to ask you about the first possession of the second half. Did that kind of take away your chance to get back some momentum?
Certainly it did. It stemmed a little momentum that we had. I mean, you got to come away with some points there and get within two scores. And, you know, I know hindsight's always a little easier to look and say you maybe should have went for it on 4th and 5, but you got to be able to make that field goal too. So I knew that was kind of a downer. I felt that a little bit. We tried to bounce back from that, but, you know, we didn't.
What did you think of Mississippi State's defense, especially the linebackers, and playing you guys sideline to sideline?
They played well. They tackled well. I mean, they're very active. But, again, I mean, looking back, I thought we moved the ball. We just didn't finish drives, you know, particularly after the first quarter. And again, I don't know if it was just because we were pressing or what have you, but it's, you know, we give them some credit. But, you know, the looks that we were getting, our guys, I think, felt comfortable because they've seen them for a couple weeks.
Rich, what's your mood right now? Surprised, disappointed, frustrated? How do you describe it?
Probably all those. I mean, disappointed and frustrated. And I think you ask our players, they'll say the same thing. But not discouraged because we got a great group of kids. And there are some guys that, the lack of improvement defensively is frustrating for a lot of us and for our fans. And we expected to see some, but I don't know if you should expect too much when you see two freshmen. I mean, it's not excuses. I've said this many times to the folks that follow us at home, but when you play true freshmen, as many as we play in defensively key roles, you know, it's going to take a while before they can raise the level of play where you need to. They need an offseason. They need to get bigger, stronger, faster, and understand the game and speed the game better. And they will. I mean, we got a good group of young guys. They just had to play before they're ready. And they battle like crazy. They just weren't quite good enough.
Rich, when do you expect to meet with the athletic director? And what case will you make for keeping your job?
You know, Dave's been around, and he's doing his evaluation. I don't know when we're going to meet.
Rich, how frustrating was this last month that for you with everything swirling around?
Frustrating. I don't know if that's the correct word. We at least come to work. I mean, one thing I'm proud of the players and the staff is we have not cheated the University of Michigan a day of work. And I wouldn't allow it. I wouldn't let our staff allow it. I wouldn't let our players allow it. And never have in my entire coaching career. And we were paid to do a job, and we did it as hard, as well as we could, you know, with some obstacles. But everybody's going to have obstacles. And that's one thing that even though the season certainly didn't want, you know, shape out the way we wanted to, and there's a lot of things that happened, you know, we fought through it, and the team got closer. This team is closer today than it was a week ago and 3 weeks ago. And sometimes there's some hard lessons learned for all of us. But there's nobody cheating our school a day of work. That I can trust you. Chesky on that.
Coach, with the way the defense has been playing, do you feel pressure when you have to score on every possession? Does that let you call the plays the way you would like?
You know, there is something to that point right there that I think you do feel sometimes that it changes a little bit on how you attack somewhat. You know, and sometimes you don't go as fast because you want to get your defense to rest and so they can kind of recover. So certainly when you can't stop them, you know, it changes your mindset somewhat. And that's, as a head coach, you know, you got to be understanding of all the phases. And you know, had we been a little bit better, certainly at times defensively, you know, there's no question we'd have won more games. I mean, that's what I'm stating the obvious there. But, you know, we will get better. You know, do we have to look at some things and evaluate some things? Sure, that's my job, evaluate everything. I know we're going to get better because of those young guys will be a year older, but I also know we're going to be better because I'll evaluate everything and get it right.
We have time for two more questions.
Rich, do you get any sense, because of the way this game unfolded, that any sense at all that this will affect Brandon's decision about you? Did you think it was about this game and that this could impact it negatively?
You're asking the wrong person.
Do you think you'll be back next year?
You're asking the wrong person.
I do.
Do you think your team was distracted by all the hoopla surrounding your job status?
Over here, sir. I'm sorry, where are you at? Okay. You know, I really don't. We didn't talk about it much, really, and I know the guys, it was the elephant in the room every time our guys were meeting. But I did, and I would tell you if it did. I mean, the practices were sharp. The kids paid attention. The coaches did their job. I mean, they recruited their tail off. The hardest thing with all the speculation is recruiting. You know, players that you're recruiting to develop relationships want to know if you're going to be there. And our coaches have done a fantastic job of selling the school and selling the program and getting commits in the midst of all this stuff. And so that told me that our guys, our coaches are doing a good job. Our players are staying focused. You know, when our guys come, Denard's one of our best recruiters. He sit there and a guy come visit campus and Denard said, let me have him. I'll get him committed. And so that tells me our guys are focused on the day, on what they need to do to build our program, and they have been since day one. And I would be disappointed if there was ever anything other than that.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, thank you.
Thanks, Coach. I'm going to go to the next one.